Yeah, we know we pass an Eino Darshin in time at the Krah, like Rabbi Yehuda. The question is why? Why Eino Darshin? That's what you asked me. Why Eino Darshin in time at the Krah? So there are two possibilities. It seems to be a machlokes, the Beis HaLevi on one hand versus Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Kolar on the other. Basically, going back to Shlomo HaMelech. And then what did, you know, Shlomo went wrong somewhere with the wives and with the horses. What exactly was his sin? Where was his mistake? So what's Pshat Lo Darshin in time in the Krah? Is it because Shlomo got the reason wrong? There was nothing wrong with what he did. He just got the wrong reason. And therefore, if you take the wrong reason and apply it to a situation, you're going to come to the wrong outcome. Eh? But if you got the right reason, it would be fine. Or no. That's the way the Beis HaLevi learns. Or Rav Moshe says, no, it's like a low plug. No. It's a halacha. Well, any Darshin in time is a crudder. Nothing to do with right, if you know the reason, it's nothing to do with right or wrong. In other words, like Beis HaLevi would say, let's say you have a puzzle, 613 pieces. So let's say you have 612, and the 613th doesn't fit. It's not that you got the 612 right, and you're missing one. That means you got the 612 wrong, because that was, you got to redo the whole puzzle again. So all the mitzvahs, you know, tie into that Shlomo messed up. He got the reason wrong. And Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron say no.
Shlomo,
you're
just assuming that we all know the case.
No, it's just the case. No, Shlomo, we made a mistake. He took too many wives. Yeah. They went down to the Messiah.
The reason
horse.
Was?
Right.
What's the reason
he
got wrong?
Right. But we don't have to, that's what we're discussing. We know he made a mistake. He was, where did he go wrong?
I thought that he figured he's above that.
No, right.
He won't succumb.
No, right, but that's what we're discussing. So, right, we say, you know, there's Shina in time at the Krah, right. So now they're just explaining what that means. So the Beis HaLevi is saying, no, that was, the Beis HaLevi is saying, no, it's not that he got, it's because he got the wrong reason. That's where he went off. What he was doing was okay. He had a right to Darshin in time at the Krah. The point was he got the wrong reason. That's why he can't. And not just him. Since we never know exactly what the reason is, that's why they know Darshin in time at the Krah. But, right, that's what the Beis HaLevi is saying. But most of them say, no, something to do with that, that's a halacha. Ain't no Darshin in time of the Krah, that's it, close up shop.
No, but the problem is that it wasn't from before they were
No, we're explaining Aliba the halacha, I'm just saying. We passed the Darshin in time of the Krah. I'm just saying, right, Aliba to Rav Shimon, there's nothing to talk about. Right, according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to be Darshin in time of the Krah, and then for sure you can say that.
And why would Rav Shimon want to tie on the Medrash? The Medrash attacks from what they're doing. So is that only on people
who are
Rav Shimon, or is there a way to
say Medrash
to leave
the Rav Shimon? Right, so according to the Beis HaLevi, it's even on leave the Rav Shimon. Yeah, right, I'm just waiting for Rav Shimon, but right.
We were asking what's the underlying reason of whether you are Darshin in Krah or you're not Darshin in Krah. What's the...
Hold on a second. But that's the case of Shlomo Melech. The Torah gave the reason. Don't take too many wives lest they lead you astray. The Torah gives
right.
you a reason.
Exactly.
So you're allowed to Darshin in the Krah.
No, right.
You have to come on to Rabbi Shimon.
Right. Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that, right.
So then,
that gets into another shita. We have to learn the sugya of Chaf Aleph in Sanhedrin. There are shitas of Tanakhama. Even when the Torah gives it a reason, you still can't do it. According to some people, that's the way we baskin. There are shitas in Gemara that says even if the reason's given in the Torah, you still can't Darshin in time of the Krah. I'm saying, to answer your question, we have to go through the whole circuit. I just want to keep it in general. Why do we say in general, Eino Darshin in time of the Krah? So either because we never know the reason, and therefore, since we don't know the reason, we can't be Darshin in time of the Krah. Okay. Even if the Torah gave something, maybe we don't really fully understand the reason. Or no, it's nothing to do with understanding. Even if we understood the reason, you still can't. That's halacha. It's a low plug. And in fact, in our community, if Moshe Rabbeinu came down and told us, this is the reason for the mitzvah, so according to the Beis HaLevi, okay, so Darshin in time at the Krah. According to Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, no, it's a halacha of low plug. There's no choice. You can't, or for instance, the other Naftimina between them would be, what about Darshin in time at the Krah with Chumrah? So the reason why you can't be darshin in time with the Kurala Kula, because according to anyone, you're the low form, so you can't do it. And according to the Beis Halevi, you can't do it because maybe you don't, you can't go on a maybe, go a Kula. But what about maybe, what about darshin in time with the Kurala Khumra? So according to the Beis Halevi, then you can be darshin in time with the Kurala Khumra. According to Rav Moshe, you wouldn't, for instance, let's say you want to get a, we had winter break, or some had winter break, let's say that maybe some kids are looking for a job, maybe in McDonald's, or in Wendy's,
kosher.
Maybe Burger, no, not kosher, I wouldn't have a shiloh then, oh. Burger King, or, so that they can get a job in. But what about, so why, what's the pshakas do? Because they write, it's an daraisa of being in the business of Torah Macholas Asuras. You can't, so the Rishonim, you can't tell, you know, being Bakra, you could do it, but you can't be in the business of non-kosher. So
you can't buy stock in McDonald's.
No, that's a separate question. I'm saying it's
right.
That question, what's your ownership in McDonald's? But based on the Rishonim say, what's the reason? So some Rishonim say it's because they were afraid you could end up eating, if you're cutting the pastrami or making the hamburgers, you might just take a bite and taste it. So it's a gzeira of achila. So the question is,
then you'll know what you're
right.
Making.
Right. So you have someone to say that you have an owner who was living in L.A. in the stores in New York, so they want to find a sad hetzer. But either way, but here's the other way. So really, there's an issue the right is the issue schora. If I'm making $8 an hour, what is it, $6 an hour, $10 an hour, working in Burger King, so I'm not in the business of Torah. I'm just working, you know, minimum wage. So why can't I work there? In other words, the reason applies to you because you might come to eat it. So according to the Beis Halevi, you can't work there because it's actually in time with the Kurala Khumra. We'll take the reason, and even the Khumra tell you can't work in Burger King, even though the Issus Chora is only being in the business. According to Rav Moshe, you know, Ma'ikar Adin, you know, you could, you know, without the many other issues, Omar Zayin and others too. I'm not talking about Mice, I'm just saying, theoretically, it's not a position, you know, a person shouldn't be in there, but Ma'ikar Adin, that would be permitted. I mean, that would be the Nafka Minas, and that's why there's a Machlokas Achronim we spoke about in Almana. What about taking a Mashkon from a Grusha? Because, you know, a Grusha is in a similar situation, doesn't have a husband either. So that's a Machlokas Achronim. So that's the same issue of the base, whether you Daishin in time in the Kurala Khumra or not.
Oh, so Rav Moshe would say you could.
Right. So the Machlokas before, I think
right.
The Beis Halevi would say you Daishin in time in the Kurala Khumra, and therefore you can take a Mashkon even from a Grusha and remote. Right. And Rav Moshe, you can, because it's a low foot. Right. So those are some of the issues in Darshin in time in the Kra, in Tamei HaMitzvah, and the difference is maybe in a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Right, so next week the shiur is in Florida, and then we can then...